USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The ransomware gang accused of hacking the leading U.S. fuel pipeline says it never meant to create chaos. DarkSide said their goal was to make money and it didn't want to create problems for society. The Colonial Pipeline, responsible for 45% of the East Coast fuel supply, shut down all of its operations after the hack. Former FBI Assistant Director Chris Wecker tells Fox News more companies need to be investing in cybersecurity.
I've been in the private security field as well, and it's very hard to get investments in cybersecurity or even physical security, which protects the cybersecurity side of things, unless you have a major problem. And CEOs need to get on the ball. Boards need to get on the ball.
Wall Street with the case of the Mondays, the Dow closing down 34 points. This is USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
There are rockets being fired into Israel from Gaza. Sirens could be heard blaring on crowded Jerusalem streets. Israeli Defense Force officials saying the rockets are being fired at Jerusalem from Gaza. President Biden claims the economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic is on track.
Because of the American Rescue Plan, forecasters are projecting we'll see the fastest economic growth in nearly 40 years in the months to come.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying the economy is moving in the right direction, despite after losing more than 22 million jobs during the pandemic. Biden trying to quell people's nerves regarding the economy as only 226,000 new jobs were added last month when economic analysts were expecting around 1 million to be added. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's all in your head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Thousands continue to march in Colombia over tax proposals and rising insecurities.
Protests have racked Colombia for the last 2 weeks after President Iván Duque proposed a tax hike meant to help the government deal with the financial strain from the COVID pandemic. Duque withdrew the proposal after unrest began and the country's finance minister resigned, but the protests have continued. At least 30 people have been killed and more than 900 injured in clashes between protesters and the police over the last 10 days. Former American ambassador to Colombia, Kevin Whitaker, explained to CBS News why the violence has continued despite the withdrawal of the president's controversial tax plan.
Colombia experienced a 7% decline in GDP in 2020, and that has gravely affected government revenues, which are used for a variety of purposes, obviously. But in addition to that, you have the great dislocation caused by the pandemic. Colombia has been hurt disproportionately or worse than some of its neighbors in the region, and so you have an accumulation of anger and dissent that are related to both elements, which manifested themselves in these demonstrations.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Former Vice President Mike Pence will be the main speaker at the Hillsborough County's GOP annual Lincoln-Reagan dinner in Manchester, New Hampshire. Pence's decision is fueling speculation that he is considering a presidential run in 2024. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.